headlines this hour. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says settlement construction will continue on Palestinian land. New results from Iraq's parliamentary polls show Prime Minister Maliki has tightened his hold on Baghdad. And OPEC's second largest producer, Iran, says it's against an increase in the organization's oil production. Watching World News here on Press TV. The top story this hour, Israel is facing rising diplomatic tension with the international community over its decision to continue settlement construction in the occupied Palestine. The Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu insists that Tel Aviv will continue settlement building in Jerusalem al-Quds and all other places. Israel's ambassador to the U.S. says Tel Aviv and Washington are in the worst state of their bilateral relations in decades. The envoy was referring to a controversial announcement by Tel Aviv authorizing 1,600 new housing units in the occupied West Bank. The decision drew strong condemnation from the U.S. and the international community. The EU foreign policy chief has also criticized Israel's move. Catherine Ashton says Tel Aviv's decision to build new housing units in East Jerusalem al-Quds endangers indirect peace talks with the Palestinians. Well, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton has visited Egypt as part of her first tour in the Middle East to discuss the stalled peace process. Our correspondent reports.
The European Union's new Foreign Affairs Chief Catherine Ashton met with Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Abolghit on Monday to discuss the peace process in the Middle East.
It was particularly important to be able to discuss the work we need to do to try and support the Middle East peace process, recognizing the difficult situation at the present, but being determined that the future for peace and security lies in such a settlement.
Ashton's visit to Egypt comes at a time when international efforts to start indirect talks between Israel and Palestinians are in jeopardy. After Israel announced last week that it would approve the construction of 1,600 new homes in occupied East Jerusalem al-Quds. Since the announcement, Palestinian leaders have said that indirect talks with Israel are now doubtful. In a joint press conference following their meeting, Abolghit said although Egypt condemns the Israeli announcement and describes it as ridiculous, it still supports indirect talks between Israel and Palestinians as long as Israel shows serious efforts to resume negotiations.
The idea of proximity talks and then followed by direct talks, as we see the behavior of the Israeli government, is a must. We do not say that we will not encourage both parties to negotiate. We have to. But the important thing is that for the international community to come to bear and to collectively put the Israeli side under pressure to abide by whatever that is required of them.
This comes as Egypt has been playing a key role in keeping the Gaza siege through setting up an iron wall in line with the Gaza border and stopping the flow of food and basic goods into Gaza through underground tunnel linking the enclave to the outside world. The European Union on Saturday urged Israel to resume talks with the Palestinians on the eve of Ashton's first visit to the region. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton accused Israel of insulting the U.S. Vice President Joe Biden by announcing new settlement building during his visit to the region last week.
The visit of Lady Catherine Ashton is very important in this time because there is an Israeli measurements, new Israeli measurements, which will blow the peace process, especially after the Arabs have agreed to resume an indirect peace negotiations with Israel through the United States. Unfortunately, the Israeli measurements have done a lot of damage. So this visit is very important. We're trying to know what's the position of the EU at this degree.
Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Israel, and the Palestinian territories are other destinations of Ashton's regional tour.
Ashton's visit to Egypt is her first attempt to prove the European Union's role in achieving peace in the Middle East. But many experts are skeptic that the European Union will be able to succeed. Hiba Fahmi, Press TV, Cairo.
Well, meanwhile, Germany and Lebanon have joined the international community to criticize Israel for its new settlement plans.
With the announcement of the construction of new apartments, we suffered a serious setback on the issue whether there would be rapprochement talks between Palestinians and Israel. I made this clear with Prime Minister Netanyahu that there is a danger of the whole peace process being disrupted.
I see extremists strengthening their audience every day, that we fail to achieve progress on the peace process and in ending the 62 years of injustice which the Palestinian people have endured.
Well, the two leaders made the remarks at a press conference in Berlin. Israel's plans for 1,600 new housing units in Jerusalem al-Quds come despite Tel Aviv's previously announced partial settlement freeze. The move has drawn condemnation from the UN and even Israel's Western allies. Well, moving on now, Israeli troops have opened fire on Palestinian students demonstrating near a West Bank checkpoint. Medics say at least 14 Palestinians have been wounded. According to officials, three of them were wounded by live fire. Israel denies using live fire. The students were protesting Israeli actions in East Jerusalem, al-Quds. Tensions have escalated in recent weeks after an Israeli announcement to build new housing units and to include West Bank religious sites in an Israeli heritage plan. The Israeli army has declared the West Bank village of Bel'in and Ne'ilin a closed military area until almost 6 months. Israeli security forces also maintained restrictions on access to the Holy Al-Aqsa Mosque compound for the fourth straight day. Well, in Gaza, a photo gallery has been inaugurated to depict the suffering of Palestinians. But this time, it's not those living in Gaza, but those facing unrelenting Israeli operations in the holy city of Jerusalem al-Quds. Press TV's Asraf Shannon has more.
A photo gallery about Jerusalem al-Quds and the steadfastness of its people was inaugurated in Gaza. The gallery is part of a series of activities held in Gaza to protest Israeli raids on the holy city. Palestinians say Israel has been trying to change the identity of East Jerusalem al-Quds since its occupation in 1967 by building settlements and digging tunnels under its holy places.
We want to tell the Israelis that they are responsible for these crimes and their consequences. We call on the Muslims to bolster their support for Palestinians and help them defend the holy shrines and undermine the Israel's hegemony.
During the 1967 war, Israel occupied East Jerusalem al-Quds, including the walled Old City with its religious sites, as well as the rest of the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, the Syrian Golan, and the Egyptian Sinai. The international community considers East Jerusalem al-Quds occupied territory and says Israel's building there is illegal under international law. But Israel regards the city, which it annexed in 1967, as its territory.
The image speaks better than a thousand words. I think by this event we can tell the world about the suffering of our brothers and sisters amid the silence of Arab states.
To change the demography of the city and consolidate its control over the city, Israel confiscated thousands of Palestinian homes and forced their owners out of the old city.
This photo gallery is of high importance as it bolsters the culture of resistance against Israeli conspiracies, which aim to destroy Jerusalem al-Quds and desecrate the holy sites.
Muslims strongly believe that Jerusalem al-Quds and its surrounding neighborhoods are holy land, and Palestinians want the city as the capital of their future state.
Visitors also condemned the Arab leaders' relative silence in the face of unrelenting Israeli operations against the occupied city of Jerusalem al-Quds and its holy sites. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.
Leaders of Palestinian groups have denounced negotiations with the Israeli side. The head of Hamas political bureau, Khaled Mash'al, has urged the cancellation of direct and indirect talks with Israel. He argues the Israelis use talks as a coverage for crimes they commit in the occupied territories. Mash'al believes it's time to enter a practical phase to confront the enemy. He was speaking in a meeting with the leaders of other Palestinian groups. Meanwhile, the leader of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine has called for a new intifada or uprising against Israel. Ahmed Jibril urged acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas to exit the West Bank. He said Abbas's government should be dissolved as well. Brazilian president has told the Israeli parliament that the Middle East should take the path of Latin America in becoming a nuclear weapons-free region.
We are very proud that we can say Latin America and the Caribbean have no nuclear weapons or weapons of mass destruction. In my country, there is a law that prohibits manufacture or use of nuclear weapons. We would like to serve as an example for other regions in the world.
Well, Lula da Silva is on a Middle East tour in Israel before heading to the occupied West Bank. He's expected to visit Iran and Jordan as well. Da Silva says he is in the region for, quote, a mission of peace.
In our country, there are 10 million Arabs who live harmoniously side by side with thousands of Jews. We would like this to be a metaphor when we search for understanding in this part of the world.
Lebanon's Druze leader Waleed Jumblatt will meet with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in Damascus. The meeting is expected to take place later this month. Reports say Hezbollah leader Sayed Hassan Nasrallah has informed Jumblatt that the Syrian leadership would want to open a new page in relations. Jumblatt had described Assad as a butcher in 2007 during a rally marking the second anniversary of the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri. He now says those remarks came out of a moment of anger and hopes a new page could be turned in his relations with Syria. Well, Egyptian police have arrested 15 students for taking part in anti-Israel demonstrations. A security official says the detainees were associated with Muslim Brotherhood opposition group. Hundreds of students have staged protests at several universities across Egypt over Israeli plans to build new homes in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Arrests were reported only in Cairo University, where students clashed with security forces. On Friday, police arrested 50 Muslim Brotherhood members who staged similar demonstrations. Muslim Brotherhood is Egypt's largest opposition movement. It indirectly controls one-fifth of the seats in parliament. Police regularly arrest members of the Brotherhood. Well, news coming out of Iraq now. Latest vote counting results in Iraq's parliamentary elections show Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's bloc still leading in the country's governorate of Baghdad. With 60% of the ballots counted there, Maliki's State of the Law coalition is ahead in Baghdad and several other provinces, including Basra and Karbala. His lead is followed by former Prime Minister Iyad Allawi's Iraqiya bloc and the Iraqi National Alliance. Winning in Baghdad would give Maliki a major boost in his bid to keep his post. However, initial results have given the Iraqiya a lead in Kirkuk and Anbar provinces. No single bloc is expected to get the majority of the votes to form a government. Well, Iran says OPEC should not raise its output as there is still no sign of an increase in global demand. Iranian Oil Minister Masoud Mirkazemi said Iran believes the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries should maintain its current production levels. OPEC is to meet on Wednesday in Vienna. It currently has an official quota of nearly 25 million barrels a day. Oil prices tumbled from historic highs of more than $147 in July 2008 to about $32 in December last year amid a worldwide recession. Well, you're watching World News here on Press TV. It's time for a quick reminder of the headlines this hour. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says settlement construction will continue on Palestinian land. New results from Iraq's parliamentary polls show Prime Minister Maliki has tightened his hold on Baghdad. And OPEC's second largest producer, Iran, says it's against an increase in the organization's oil production.